shoulders, and neck. Because the human skeleton was not designed to be still for long periods of time, tension often mounts, leading to stiffness in the neck and shoulder area. Not only that, but when you fall asleep in a seated position, there's no telling what contortions your head and neck go through, until you are woken up by your seatmate because you have somehow landed on him. Unlike typical stretch movements, which try to elicit either the stretch reflex or the relaxation response, awareness through movement exercises go right to the nervous system, the system that signals your body if you are in trouble, and also helps it to remember how to let go. Many times, tension in the neck and shoulder area can be relieved if you connect the movements to other parts of yourself. So again, remember, these movements do not have to be vigorous. Instead, think of it as a journey of discovery about how your shoulders work. You can do most of these movements either sitting against your upright seat back or seated forward with your feet flat on the floor as you did in exercise number one. I will tell you if you need to change for any movement. Please feel free to vary your sitting and experiment with which one feels most beneficial for you. Place your hands comfortably in your lap with your palms up. Your arms should be loose and slightly bent. Notice how your shoulders feel right now. You may be asking yourself, how am I supposed to feel my shoulders if they aren't doing anything? After all, we take our shoulders for granted and never think about them at all until they hurt. So just notice, are they rounded forward? Are they pulled back? Does one feel like it's more forward or higher than the other? Each time you notice something about your shoulders, you don't need to try to correct it. Just make a note of it. It will begin to correct itself. Now, very slowly, begin to raise your right shoulder. This is a slow motion movement. The slower you can do this movement, the more benefit you will receive from it. If you do the movement too quickly, you will just use the same shoulder muscles that you use in your daily life. But if you really slow it down, you can begin to sense muscles in your back, in your shoulder blade area, and more. Once your shoulder has gone up as high as it can comfortably, lower it down just as slowly. This is more challenging than it seems at first attempt, so do it several times. As you do this movement, I will call attention to a few things. Just listen and follow. You may or may not feel all the things I talk about. First, notice if your shoulder raises and lowers smoothly, or if there are occasional jumps or skips. Don't try to speed past those, just keep going slowly. Does your shoulder go up and down in a straight line? Or does it dance around a little? Don't try to make it go straight. Let it move around. Notice if it likes going more front, back, or distributes its movement evenly. And of course, if it's just going straight up and down, take note of that as well. Notice your breathing. Sometimes when we concentrate, we unconsciously hold our breath. See if you can keep breathing as you do these movements, and notice. Do you always inhale and exhale with the same movement? In other words, do you always inhale when your shoulder goes up or down? If you notice a pattern, feel free to experiment. What does it feel like to do the opposite breath? Or even to breathe in a random pattern completely different from the movement? Now, the next time you raise your right shoulder up, hold it there for a moment. Keep breathing, but keep your shoulder up near your ear somewhere. Once again, slowly lower your shoulder. Sit back and relax a moment and notice, does your shoulder feel different in any way? Come back to whatever seated position you were practicing in. This time, as you raise your right shoulder, let your head tilt gently to the left, as if you wanted to put your left ear on your left shoulder. Does your right shoulder go higher? Move more easily? What do you feel in your ribs on the right? On the left? Rest a moment. Do this next movement very slowly and gently. As you raise your right shoulder, tilt your head to the right. It's important to keep this movement small. If you make it too big, the head starts to turn, or you can create strain on the left side of the neck. Pay close attention to your comfort as you do this. Notice your breath. Keep everything soft. Pause a moment. When you resume the movement of your shoulders, try tilting your head once to the left and once to the right. With each movement of the shoulder, your head tilts either in one direction or the other. Keep it slow and easy. Stop this movement and try raising your shoulder a couple of times by itself. How does it feel now? Sit back and rest. What does your right shoulder feel like comparing to your left shoulder right now? Do you feel changes in the right side of yourself? The left side? Or do you feel exactly the same? What is the quality of your breath right now? If your eyes are open, close your eyes for a moment and let your thoughts wander. Notice where they go. Return to sitting in your working position. We will now explore the movement of the left shoulder. Can you remember the sequence of the movements you did with your right shoulder? With your eyes closed, see if you can picture any of the movements that you did on the right side. Don't worry about remembering them all or even remembering them in the same order. What you are doing is clarifying what you have just experienced. Dr. Moshe Feldenkrais, who developed this method of movement and learning, used to say, "If you know what you are doing, you can do what you want." Keep your breath soft as you picture whatever movements you can remember. Now pause from the imaging. Begin to actually raise your left shoulder toward your ear and lower it down. As you repeat this movement, notice if it feels different from the right side. You may have already forgotten what the right side feels like. And of course, the right side possibly feels different now than when you began. So just notice what stands out for you as you do this movement. It's the noticing that's important, not trying to make things even. As you raise your left shoulder, try gently tilting your head to the right, along with the raising of the shoulder. Remember, you're not doing this as an exercise in the traditional sense. Instead of trying to accomplish the movement, listen to your breathing. Sense the length of your neck without straining it. Notice if you feel your ribs moving at all. Pause. And when you feel ready, tilt your head to the left while raising the left shoulder, as if your ear was listening to your left shoulder. Continue tilting once to the left and once to the right, each time lifting your left shoulder. Now stop everything and take a rest. Check in with yourself right now. One of the most important things in these movement explorations is to attend to your comfort and to your interest. Notice if you're feeling tired or bored. These are indications that you need to take a break. Just like when you're trying to solve a problem and you decide to go for a walk, then later return refreshed, Often, learning to pay attention like this can feel tiring. If that's the case, take a break, read a book, have a snack, do something different, and see if later things feel a little easier.